driven in along the side of it. Mm-hmm. I thought that was a...
What did you call that place where you tied him?
Oh, we didn't call it anything. We just took the boats down there and tied them up. It was just some boats along the bank.
Oh, I see, yeah. To talk about roads, what would you say, what kind of a road would you say this was out here across the railroad tracks? It's not a gravel road.
And some blacktop. Mm-hmm.
And what would you call this that goes from the road out there to your house?
Well, it's
a dirt road.
Dirt road, country road, it's an unimproved road. Mm-hmm. We would just say country road.
And that would be a road that comes from the main road and branches off?
Well, it just comes over here at the house. It's just a private road. It comes through our land to the house.
How about these roads that, public roads that branch off the road there?
Well, where they're graveled and made where maintained that way, we call them a farm-to-market road. But most of them are just unimproved roads. They're just...
Mm-hmm. Just graded, you know, nothing put on them, just graded up.
And mud,
just a little dust, huh?
They're dust when it's dry, mud when it's wet.
Yeah.
But the gravel roads are awfully dusty, but you do get over them when they're muddy.
It's sure a pleasure when it's raining to know there's gravel out there. What do you call a ditch beside a road?
Well, they say bar ditch. Mm-hmm. But you know where that comes from, do you not?
Well, I've heard several explanations.
Well, it's a borrow ditch, B-O-R-R-O-W.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they borrow the dirt from that to build up the road, and they're borrow ditch. And the colloquialism is bar ditch. Everybody says it, mm-hmm. educated and uneducated say.
That's the only term I've heard. I've never heard it called a borrow ditch.
No.
I've heard of borrow pits.
Well, you see, you borrow that dirt out of the side of the road to make it.
To make the ditch to
up.
Grade the road up.
Mm-hmm.
And the ditch is... where you borrow the dirt, and it's a borrow ditch, but they don't, no one ever, rarely ever says borrow ditch. But that's where the word bar come from, bar ditch. They just...
If you don't have any money, you can bar it, huh?
Yeah.
And let's see, where would you say you are now? You're not downtown.
In the country.
Huh?
In the country.
No, you're not visiting, you're not downtown, you're...
I don't know what you're trying to get at in that deal. You'll have to tell them. Where?
Well, if somebody called up and said, where have you been today, what would you say?
Well, wherever I had been.
No, I mean this particular day.
Well, I've been at home today.
Yeah. That may sound funny, but in parts of the country people say to home. I've been to home.
Yeah. Most of them say that here. They don't. And there's another expression that bothers me. We have a little, in our Sunday school, we have birthday offerings.
Mm-hmm.
And instead of saying, we wish you many happy returns of this, your anniversary, they all say for this, your anniversary. And I can't get it at all. Now we have all kinds of school teachers and everybody, even our superintendent is in our Sunday school, and he says that, and so does his wife.
It's interesting that they haven't come to from yet, isn't it? And if someone comes this way, you'd say he's coming how in relation to me?
Towards you.
Mm-hmm. And if a man is named William and his son is named William, you'd say they named the child how?
They named him for his father.
Is that what you normally say?
That's what they normally say, I think. Or named, a lot of them say after.
Mm-hmm.
Named after his father.
Mm-hmm.
We had a minister here one time.